Afterward to section 49. With four brushstrokes, the old hermit wrote a poem in classical Chinese characters, "The world is becoming one flower," which can also be translated as "The world is one." The freedom of his gestures, like the precision with which he performed the tea service and the spirit of generosity filling his studio, was a form of attention rooted in his Buddhist practice. For 20 years, he had directed one of the jewel temples in the southeastern corner of the Korean peninsula, and in his retirement, he remained quite vigorous. He blotted the ink, then presented the poem to me and left. I stood at the window gazing at the white blooms of cosmos, rows of persimmon trees heavy with ripening fruit, mountains shrouded in autumn rain. The monk returned with another gift, a container of black tea leaves, which he had picked and dried himself. On the road from the hermitage, I was driven past a pond of lotuses, a key Buddhist symbol, the progress of the soul figured in the plant growing from the mud through the water to blossom in the sky. Enlightenment is rooted in the rank, a critical idea for Whitman, who in this section embraces his mortality with renewed force. "Life, I reckon you are the leavings of many deaths," he writes, reckoning that he himself has already died 10,000 times. Salvation lies in the black stems that decay in the muck, in the roots and spent leaves that form the ground of our experience. Our passage through the flexible doors of birth presages our death, a journey that we make over and over again, as the Buddha taught. O grass of graves, the poem clarifies our relationship to death, enlarging our understanding of the whole. In a Korean folklore museum, among the excavated pots and tools, the ceremonial attire of kings and queens, and the scholar's four treasures, ink, stone, brush, paper, was the mummy of a child discovered in a medieval family tomb, framed by a display of clothes belonging to his bereaved parents. They had buried them alongside the child so that on his journey into the afterlife he would not be afraid. Think of Song of Myself as a magnificent robe, the sight of which may allay our fear of the bitter hug of mortality. We may even want to try it on for size.